Hey, I'm Jake Brennan, and I want to tell you about Disgraceland, the award-winning music and true crime podcast that I host. Disgraceland tells the stories of musicians getting away with murder and behaving very badly. Fleetwood Mac, Nipsey Hussle, Cardi B, Ozzy Osbourne, Taylor Swift, Tupac, The Beatles, Amy Winehouse, Jay-Z, The Grateful Dead, and so many more. This is not the music history you've heard before. This is an uncensored, immersive look at the lives of musical icons as seen through the crimes they've committed or that have been perpetrated against them. Did Jerry Lee Lewis murder his fifth wife? What really happened to Sam Cooke in that seedy motel at 3 a.m.? And how did the Rolling Stones wind up sleeping with the First Lady? Wait, what? New episodes of Disgraceland drop every Tuesday with bonus episodes released on Mondays and Thursdays. So get in, buckle up, and join me in Disgraceland. Available right now, wherever you get your podcasts. Rock and roll.
Citizen Critic is a production of iHeartRadio and Double Elvis. I also don't know if she was in the band right from the beginning.
I think she was.
Lita Ford. Was she?
I think she, yeah, she was an original member.
Was she? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, no. I don't know why I'm so sure of myself. I apologize.
Look it up. You made me quit.
I know. I just kind of hurt myself and I was like, no, no.
I was about to take your word for it. I should know better.
Then I realized everything I know about it is from this movie, so...
On this episode of Citizen Critic, The Runaways. This true tale of teenage desperation, exploitation, and identity reinvention is just too much happy fluff for some reviewers. Reviews of Joan Jett's unauthorized biography lament that it had too much info on how she created her music and not enough specific photo credit details. And purchasers of some cheap pleather pants have some bones to pick, specifically fish bones. Hello, Daddy. Hello, Mom. I'm your citizen critic. Welcome to this episode of Citizen Critic. I'm Scott Janovitz.
And I'm Greg Conley.
And today we're going to talk about the rock and roll biopic, The Runaways.
A movie that I enjoyed quite a bit.
Yes, it's a good movie.
It's a great movie. I thought the, both
Dakota... I don't know if it's a great movie, Greg.
I mean, for what I was expecting, I think it was a great movie. And I think I learned something.
What did you learn?
What I learned was The Runaways were horribly, horribly exploited young girls. Jesus
yes.
Christ.
They were like exploited young girls and marketed as exploited young girls.
Yes. Yeah.
It wasn't kept a secret.
Yeah. I thought that Dakota Fanning did a great job. I thought Kristen Stewart did a great job.
Yeah, they were both very good. And as usual, Michael Shannon runs away with the movie.
I mean... Okay.
He is far and away the best performance in this movie.
You know, is he?
Go, feel free to disagree. Go.
I'm thinking, and you know, I mean, I think he's obviously, he does a great job of playing just a horribly malignant human being. I was just a little confused as to what I was looking at most of the time.
I think that that's pretty much.
Yeah.
Kim Fowley.
No, it, you know, it kind of tickled the ethics in me though. I was sort of like, well, okay. He passed the popcorn, but geez.
If you've seen any footage of Kim Fowley, it's pretty spot on performance.
Yeah. No, I thought his performance was great. I thought Dakota Fanning was fantastic, though.
Everybody was good,
yeah.
I thought. What I like about this movie in particular is that there's a lot of just atmosphere. There's a lot of scenes that aren't necessarily integral to the plot, doesn't necessarily move the movie forward, but really do a lot without saying much,
right?
To give you a portrait of the characters and what's going on.
Yeah, The music obviously is amazing in the throughout the entire movie. I think the soundtrack is just fantastic.
Music's great. So the Runaways are the 70s era girl group, often considered the first all female rock band, but that's not true. But certainly a big one. And it's where Joan Jett and Lita Ford got Lita their Ford. Start before going on to successful.
She kind of gets short shrift in this a little bit. Lita Ford.
Yeah.
There were some Ford heads that were reviewing the movie that were just like, Lita, where's Lita?
Some 40X.
Some 40X, yeah.
She just wasn't that interesting a part of the story, I don't think. I mean, first of all, I think the movie didn't get the rights to her life story, so they really couldn't tell.
Oh.
It's funny because Lita Ford spends this movie bitching about Cherie Currie sexualizing herself and allowing herself to be sexualized and exploited. And then Lita Ford in the 80s
couldn't
did
be
that completely.
Right. Yeah, Lita Ford's whole thing was like, what if the lady in the hair metal video actually played the music?
Was the artist, yeah.
Right.
Rocking guitar player, though. The Runaways did not do great at the box office.
Did it not? It did pretty well on Rotten Tomatoes.
70% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, kind of bombed. This movie cost $10 million and grossed worldwide 4.6.
Oh, wait, they made this movie for $10 million?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's impressive.
Yeah.
It only made four back.
We'll see what the reviews are like, but... I don't think it was hailed as a very good movie initially. I don't think it was marketed really well. I think the only reason it did as well as it did is because of the Twilight movies.
Yeah. There was a bunch of kids that were just like, wait, is she a vampire? Wait, who's a vampire? No, they're in a rock and roll band. There's no vampire. And I couldn't make it through the Twilight movies just because it was like...
I never even tried.
It was a bridge too far.
I never even considered watching the Twilight movies.
Oh, I tried. I mean, I actually... I tried. I put myself in a position to succeed and I couldn't
get
through.
What about those made you think that you would want to... That you
it was
would,
a trilogy.
You might enjoy them.
It was a trilogy. I was
just
like...
Just the fact that it was a trilogy?
Yeah, I mean, you never know if you're going to be on like a 7-hour plane ride. You know what I mean? And you're like, I'll just bang out the Twilight trilogy. Couldn't make it through.
So you watched it on a plane?
No, I watched it at home. I couldn't wait for the plane ride. I didn't have everything booked.
All right, moving on.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Trilogies are you know.
Well, I know what you're saying. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
That's, well.
Kim Fowley, disgusting person, rapist.
Yep.
Apparently, alleged.
Alleged.
A dead person. He's dead now.
He died. But he died recently. Up until...
Yeah, only a few years ago.
He was still trolling up and down Sunset, like up until recently.
Yeah, reliving his glories as a local personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, just one of those entertainment business drivers who... I think this was his biggest success. I mean, he recorded his own music. He's got a number of, albums and singles that he made.
Yeah. I thought he recorded other people too.
He did. He was a producer.
Yeah.
He recorded and wrote for other people. Kiss.
Yeah. I was going to say he wrote for Kiss.
He was just one of those guys that was around.
Yeah.
The scene, man. Yeah, he was around the scene when the Doors were around. Speaking of, to connect it to our last episode.
Yeah.
He was kind of buddies with Ray Manzarek.
Of course he was. I take it back. I'm not a Manzarek at all.
I'm a manzaniac. He looks just like
he really does. It is remarkable how much
when he's older, you know, obviously, but when he was a young man,
the performances and the looks, I think they are pretty much spot on. I think they did a really good job with the casting.
I think that the actresses sing.
Yep, they do.
But Joan Jett came in, played her guitar parts.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Good movie. I recommend it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Good biopic. Let's get into some reviews.
Yeah.
Today's feature presentation is You Didn't Change the Title.
God
says
damn
the
it.
Doors. But it's not the Doors. It's The Runaways.
feature presentation. Feature presentation.
70% on Rotten Tomatoes, as we said. Yeah.
Did make a difference at the box office.
No.
Shows how much...
70% is not great. It's not bad, but it's not great.
And it's all I ever strive for.
I mean, that's, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good Lord.
But that's why we're not great.
I guess.
Here are some quick hits from Pro Reviews, culled from Rotten Tomatoes. The first one is from Real Times by Mark Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
He says the film might be intended as a cautionary tale, but that tends to get lost amid the lurid thrills and tacked-on happy ending. I don't think it was. I don't think they were lurid thrills or a tacked-on happy ending. I think that it is, you know, kind of an exposé of the story. It's not like,
and it's not a tacked-on happy ending.
It's kind of ugly.
It's just the ending. That's how shit ended.
Cherie Currie,
she's working in a store.
Yeah, she's working at like a party store.
And the guy's like,
party
get back store. To work.
Yeah, she has to go to rehab and then...
Yeah, although the scene with them trying to do all the blow as they're descending into Tokyo was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Anthony Quinn from Independent, UK, says, given that the band were more about attitude than music, there's not a lot of substance here.
I mean, again... I don't think that that's true, and I don't think it's mutually exclusive.
They were sold for more about their attitude than the music. But
I mean, their music was good, but I mean, just because they were sold about their attitude doesn't mean there can't be any substance. There's a lot to chew on.
There's a lot to chew on in this story of the Runaways, Greg.
It's essentially like child sex trafficking for the most part. Like, it is...
It's a thinker.
There's a lot going on.
It's quite a bit to mull over. There's an argument to be made that there's more to the story than is told, that they could have connected more. I can see that argument.
Yeah.
But it doesn't lack for any substance. It's the story of desperation of these young girls who are driven into the clutches of this exploitative music industry guy. You know, they get fucked over.
Yeah. Do they get fucked over?
I think they kind of got fucked over. I
mean, it's interesting because it's like they get, you know, he gets them to deal with Mercury and they end up touring and, you know, and it just seems like it.
I don't think they had a good deal with him. I think that he owned the rights to the name in forever.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
He owned it in perpetuity.
Oh, yeah.
So he probably got the most money for this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I guess that makes sense. Him and Joan probably did, but I'm speculating. But yeah, I think that they got fucked over ultimately.
Yeah.
I think that Joan clawed her way out of it. Lita Ford made herself a little career. All right. The next one is from wafflemovies.com.
Yeah, I don't know.
reviewer called Willy Waffle.
Willy Waffle.
Oh, boy.
This kid loves waffles. I feel like he has to be 4 years old.
He says, get ready to see Dakota Fanning in ways you never imagined, never wanted to see, can't believe your own eyes and make you feel very dirty.
Oh, Willy Waffle. It's very, very dirty.
I question this guy's credentials. It doesn't make me feel dirty. It does what I think it's supposed to do. It makes you feel bad for her. And it's gross that she was exploited in this way.
Yeah.
It's never like, oh, I'm never titillated by this portrayal of these characters.
Because Dakota Fanning, she is in fact 15 when she's filming this as well.
So get your mind out of the gutter, Willy Waffle.
Willy Waffle. Put the waffle down and just get right with God.
Put the waffle down. Step away. Okay, moving on to IMDb. Here's a 1 out of 10 review. This one's called Boring Movie About Nobodies.
Yeah, that is untrue.
By Vita Larafolius. The Runaways is a stupefyingly boring movie about a bunch of nobodies who band together to ruin their lives with drugs while creating truly awful rock and roll. Did my grandpa write this review?
You know, this person should not get a job writing descriptions for anything because it comes in too hot. It's too much.
Yeah, I mentioned reading that on the guide, like you're flipping around.
Exactly.
Oh, The Runaways. I haven't seen this yet. What's this about? A stupefyingly boring movie.
This person writes chirons for Fox News. That's what they do.
Maybe you weren't around in 1975 or you were a kid, but we were not only around, but 35 years younger. And listened to rock and roll every day.
Yes, I was a kid, but I was 35 years younger too. It wasn't. Yeah, we were all 35 years younger.
Yeah, just gonna do some quick back of the envelope math here, and 35 years ago,
math checks out, man. Time wins again.
And listened to rock and roll every day. Oh wow!
Yeah,
amazing. Ugh.
Yeah, good for you.
Everyone I knew back then, except Rita.
Don't have any idea who Rita
is. Who's Rita?
No idea who Rita is.
Listened to rock and roll.
He just, honestly, like.
You know who you are.
He thinks this is an email.
Everyone I knew back then, except Rita. You know how I feel about Rita.
This is an email to Rita.
We never heard of Joan Jett or Leslie Curry or The Runaways. Well, oh, boy.
Because only one of them is in The Runaways.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they weren't big. You were listening to your Bachman Turner Overdrive records and they were fucking playing CBGBs.
Yeah. Joan Jett was busy pissing on their guitars, but you were just like, exactly.
If we saw or heard them, we would have clicked them off. Would have turned that knob all the way to the left.
Yeah.
The group had nothing to offer, and Exhibit A is the movie Runaways.
They had something to offer.
Exhibit A! Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I beseech you, allow me to point you to Exhibit A, The Runaways. We're about to watch it.
It went from an email to Rita to now a closing argument in a major court case.
I'm a simple IMDb reviewer.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, but I point you to Exhibit A of The Runaways.
And then it gets creepy. And then it turns to...
As Dakota Fanning's possible number one fan... I was aware of this movie.
Yeah, you were. She's aware of you, and there is a restraining order, sir.
As the Annie Wilkes to Dakota Fanning's Paul Sheldon.
I was aware of this movie.
And wondered why it was not playing at the big multiplexes where young moviegoers and presumed rock fans see their movies. What?
I don't understand who this alien is.
What are you talking about? What kind of... What kind of demographic profiling are you doing of moviegoers?
I love that he stumbles into the AMC. Are you playing the new Dakota Fanning movie? This is where the young folks come, correct? Sir, you're going to have to leave. You're upsetting everybody. Oh, I see my rockers over there in the corner. Nice hair, Jeff.
Hello, fellow teens. Are you here for the new Dakota Fanning picture? L. Fanning? Oh, no, I don't think so. I'm an OG Fanning fan. President of the North Dakota chapter of the Dakota Fanning fans.
Yeah. I got the email that she was in this movie, so I was aware of it.
Instead, it opened quietly on a few art house screens where it died a quick death, usually within 2 weeks. Usually?
Usually. It only dies once.
Exclamation point. Anyway, we ordered it on Netflix. $1.60, what the devil? How did you order a single film on Netflix? Netflix is not a rent-by-film platform.
Did he get the DVD?
You still have to sign up for a plan.
$1.60, what the devil?
What the devil? This is a grandpa.
What in the Dakota is this about?
This is 100% a grandpa. Hello, Netflix? We'd like to see the new Fanning picture.
Can you imagine this super old guy? I mean, just think back to some of the scenes that are in The Runaways.
What the hell is this?
Oh, boy. That is,
where they're making out at the roller rink.
Yeah, yeah. This wasn't what rock and roll was for me.
Madge! Come in here. You got to see this. And after 45 minutes, we quit.
That's it.
Me and Madge had it.
We quit Netflix and this movie.
Movies about music, whether they focus on classical, jazz, country, or rock, and that's it, ought to be about persons who create good music that people like, not drugged up losers that create trash.
Oh, come on.
Trash music.
Well, I hope this didn't hurt his Dakota Fanning fanhood.
Well, he says he didn't say I was a Dakota Fanning number one fan.
Well, he
fan.
Said
I say
possible
as,
number one.
As Dakota Fanning's possible number one fan.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you're probable no longer number one. Like, you might not even be top five.
No, you don't like the Runaways?
Yeah.
Time for Citizen Critics.
Yep.
Here's a review of Bad Reputation, the unauthorized biography of Joan Jett.
Yep.
From Amazon. 3 out of 5 stars. Good facts and timeline, but no good backstage stories.
Yeah. They wanted the dirt.
They wanted literally the dirt by Motley Crue.
Yeah, I mean, that is actually. But it's an unauthorized biography, so of course there's going to be no good backstage stories because it's unauthorized. Yeah. So it, you know.
I was hoping to know the real Joan Jett and all the backstage mayhem like other books about rock stars. Please Kill Me and Dirt. But there was none. The author goes on and on about each recording Jett ever did and what happened in the studio. Boring.
True fan. True
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, he wants to hear all the debasing, like, bad shit.
Yeah, just embarrassing poor human behavior. That's what I look for in my rock biographies.
Yeah, of course.
But good information if you want to know how it all went down in the 1980s.
Okay.
Also, I have to point out as an author myself.
Hey now.
There is a picture with Joan and Bikini Kill and it is dated 2004, which is wrong. The picture was actually taken in 1994.
Oh. Huh.
The book was boring, but this is interesting.
This is... they're an author themselves.
Oh, my God. In 2004, Kathleen Hanna was living in New York and in the band La Tigre, and Joan was not working on other projects. Well, this is fucking fascinating.
It's just
I wish
amazing.
The whole book had been about this.
He's like, as an author myself, let me just bore the living shit out of you.
This book was boring. Now let's talk about a photo credit for half of my review. For Kathleen Hanna was living in New York and in the band La Tigre and Joan.
You pointed out a typo. You are an author.
If you are looking to live through Joan vicariously in this book and to get to know the real lady behind the rock stardom, then don't bother. But if you just want to know the facts of her recordings, then buy it. That sounds awesome.
Sounds good. I don't want to live vicariously through Joan Jett.
This is not present in enough rock bios.
Yeah.
There's not enough music. Of like how the shit was made.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
I mean, how many books have you read and documentaries have you watched about the Beatles recording sessions?
A number.
Days worth. It is interesting.
I'm not going to cop to the number.
Yeah.
It is a number.
No. If you want to hear about Joan's music, this is the book for you.
Yeah. I'm going to read this book. It sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Rock Tunes for You, spelled like Prince would have written it.
Yeah. Well,
2 out of 5 stars. I like Joan Jett, but not this book.
Okay.
I'm not a, quote, Jett head. But I'm just a fan of her music.
Some people don't call themselves jetheads.
I've never heard that phrase before in my life.
Are you a jethead?
My fellow jetheads and I were not happy with this tome. I got this book at a good price, but after reading it, it left me feeling like it was written by someone who just compiled a bunch of old interview and put them together in order.
That is the definition of an unauthorized biography.
These fucking people, Greg. There's a lot of facts in here, and that is good. Are you an author as well? But I bought this book to learn more about Joan, not other musicians, not about other musicians.
No.
There's really not much facts on Joan here. So I guess the writer had to add all sorts of boring details about other people. I see.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt was born.
I love the chapter about Harriet Tubman.
Like, I think this guy got paid by the word. Very little has had anything to do with Joan Jett.
There's a whole section of the book about it, the author's own family.
Chapter 37 is just the cookie recipe from the back of a Toll House box.
It's very hard to follow. As a music lover, it really bothered me how the author put his own opinions about what music was good and what was not. That is annoying. I don't care for that.
That is annoying, yeah.
Also. And just because you can use big words does not make you a good author.
Well,
just because you write in a way that I just can't understand doesn't make you smarter than me.
That's a troubling line to read. Just because you can use big words. Like,
polysyllabic. Save your cash and just Google and YouTube old interviews.
Well, that's
a different experience.
I'm gonna do my own research. Like, that's why.
Save your cash and write your own book.
I didn't want to read this unauthorized biography, so I wrote my own. Well, that seems like a lot more work, but
I didn't spend $17. I spent 3 years researching and writing a biography of Joan Jett.
I
take that, bad reputation.
All of my life savings on writing this book.
Moving on to some reviews of synthetic tight women's leather rocker pants.
If you're inspired. Yeah. I mean, that was a big part of the Joan Jett look.
And it's funny because in actuality, Joan Jett says about this movie that that's one of the parts that was not realistic. She would have been wearing jeans in this era.
Oh.
She was not wearing leather pants.
She wore leather pants later.
I think she did wear leather pants later.
Of course she wore leather pants later.
Yeah, I just can't remember specifically.
No, she's just talking about process crimes. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Again, she was a producer on this movie. She can't
complain. Yeah, I mean, honestly, yeah. Yeah.
But I think there's a commentary track. It sounds to me there's a commentary track to this movie.
Ooh, I should have watched the commentary track.
Yeah.
Like, Dakota Fanning, her outfits were very, like, kind of spot on to what...
Yes. Was wearing. Absolutely. In the movie, Joan's got some, she's rocking some leather pants. Okay, so this one is by BBW.
BB Dubs.
BB Dubs. Double B Dubs. 1 out of 5 stars. Cheap pants with horrible smell.
So keep it, I just want to point out these pants, I mean, they look like, you know, the pleather, you know, tight pleather pants. There was almost 4,000 reviews on Amazon of these pants.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of really positive ones.
Wow.
So, and then there's other tight pleather pants that also get a bunch of reviews. Uh-huh. So I just want people to understand there's other options. I don't think you should buy these pants.
Let's see what they say. Color, black. Size, medium. To say that I am bewildered by the 5-star reviews of these pants would be a total understatement.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
No,
confused.
No, you're not listening to me. The word bewildered doesn't begin to cover.
This person's actually disoriented a little. What? BBW
what?
Is...
What the hell is this? I ordered a medium and a large. Based on reviews stating they ran small, I wanted these pants.
Wow, you ordered 2 sizes. You ordered, what other sizes were there? There's just small.
She says, I am usually a size small.
Okay. I would have ordered a small. But
ordered a medium and a large.
Yeah.
And that was a mistake, she admits.
That was a mistake. I should have ordered a small or a medium.
Listen, that one's on me. First of all, they do not run small by any means.
Oh.
I was swimming in material in the size medium.
Jesus. Okay. All right.
I do hate seeing rock and roll people wearing leather pants
that are baggy.
Fit them well.
Yeah. 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 No, I mean, that's like, what, you know, there's no point.
Yeah. Go big or go home.
Why would you get a medium and a large?
Yeah.
Just really doubling down on Oh, these run big?
I'm a small, but you say these run big? All right, triple extra large.
Yeah.
Just in case.
I actually bought a grill cover. They're not even pants. I just bought a leather grill cover.
Second of all, they were entirely too long, even for my 5'8 body.
You got the medium and the large.
You told us already. You got too big. They're too big.
You went too big.
That's not second of all. That's still first of all. The material had the appearance of cheap plastic, and there were oh so many unattractive wrinkles.
Ooh, now that's unacceptable.
Do you know how much these were?
$29.14.
Oh, wow. How surprising. And you say they had the appearance of cheap plastic?
Yeah, these are not fine leather. I'll send you the picture.
Oh, my goodness. Holy cow.
Right? Like, come on.
Those are skin tight.
Yeah. Well, not on this one. Not on her 5'8 body.
Last but not least, the smell was horrendous. It smelled like a small animal died inside the pants. Well,
that might be a you problem.
In hindsight, I can't even believe I put them on my body. I truly feel like I need to go take a shower. Gross, gross, gross. 100% will return ASAP.
Well, I'm sure the companies can't wait for that to happen. The small dead animal thing. Oh, yeah, we'll
take
it right back.
They're just like, why don't you just throw them away? We'll give you the $30 back.
They cost us 14 cents to make. Yeah. So this is the price you pay to look like a rock star. I mean, these are tight leather pants.
$30.
$30. That's all it costs to look like a rock star.
Lucy from Texas. That's Lucy from Texas. Just had a little mini stroke there.
Lucy from Texas.
One out of 5 stars. Too tight and smells awful after 5+ careful washes.
5+. Well, first of all, she's having the opposite problem. It's too tight.
Too tight.
Small.
Yeah.
Smells awful.
Do not waste your money. Just go get the competitor leggings.
Any leggings. Doesn't matter.
These leggings smell so awful. I have tried every remedy provided by other shoppers. Thanks. And still, the smell of disgusting chemical/smelly fish will not go away.
That's what every girl's looking for when she's trying to look like a rock star. Is it low tide?
What does it smell like? What was the average rating?
4 stars.
Okay.
3,842 ratings.
Wow.
208 answered questions.
Is one of them, do they smell bad?
I feel like that would be a good question to ask.
Apparently, there's a whole community built up around how to get rid of the smell.
Oh, dear Lord, there's so many pictures.
On top of this, they are a bit too tight, despite sizing up. I am 130 pounds, 5'7".
Okay. See, those are two wildly different reviews.
Yes. Too bad. They do look nice, but there's no way I'm wearing them. And even after taking them off, my legs smell gross.
You don't want to bat it up.
That's just a phrase you just never want to have to say in your life. Wearers of this pants and World War I veterans. How on earth am I to wear these on a date, then come back and relax and feel sexy when there's a permanent disgusting chemical smell on my legs? Well, that's a fair question.
Well, but I don't think you're going to have to come back and feel sexy, because I'm pretty sure you're going to scare away the date with the...
It's sexy times.
Do you live near Heathcliff? Smells really kind of old fish bony over here.
Save your time and money and get something else. Like a book
or
treat yourself to a nice dinner.
you know, or, you know, a nice dress. Yeah. Something, a little skirt. Something that allows your legs to not be doused by fishy chemicals.
Yeah. Or just spend like $20 more on fake leather pants.
That is true. That is true. You could spend more for your leather pants than you do for a tank of gas.
Yeah. This is the price of a Halloween costume. That brings us to our next review. Genia Lee, 2 out of 5 stars, super disappointing. I bought this for my Halloween costume this year.
There you go.
That's a reasonable amount to spend for a Halloween costume. Pretty excited for my first pair of pleather pants.
You don't have to put it in parentheses. They're actually pleather.
Yes, they are. The reviews were excellent, and the other customer reviews really helped me make my decision in purchasing them.
There's so many reviews. There's like undercurrents of just bad information.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah, there's too many reviews for it to be useful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too many crazy people in that pool.
There's 4,000 people. At least 10% of them are just trolls.
Yeah.
Like just trying to get you to buy fishy smelling tight pants.
Yes. It's probably like sweatshop workers who make these pants forced to give it good reviews.
Doesn't smell like fish at all.
That's a super specific thing to say. 5 stars. Do not smell like Heathcliff's garbage can. Huh. All right.
Yeah. That I think I believed good. It.
Sadly, it was not meant to be.
Oh.
I am 5'8", 135 to 145 pounds. somewhere in there. I normally wear a small or medium in pants. Since these were reviewed as running a little small where they are snug, I went ahead and played it safe, getting a medium.
Mm.
Huge mistake.
Again, they don't run small at all.
They fit like an extra large. Because of the quality of the fabric, the pants actually make a lot of noise when you walk. Ha 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 ha.
I love that. What's the noise?
Is it like please describe the noise. They also smell really bad. Again, most likely due to the choice of fabric and fabric.
Pleather. Fabric. That should be pleather should not be in quotes. Fabric should be in quotes.
Yeah, exactly. And for the most part, they are, quote, form-fitting, but in all the wrong places.
Where are they? Just
the ankle?
Yeah, right in the ankle, right in the butthole. Like, just back of the knee.
Baggy crotch, tight butt, somehow. They're just
constant wedgie.
They're like pregnancy pants. Huge waistband and front.
In the front, it looks like a drained udder. In the back, it looks like somebody shot her in the ass with an arrow. These are really not flattering pants.
Yeah, the back is like vacuum sealed.
I can see the vein structure. I can almost see your pulse through it. It just
and the way the pants are made, I have a feeling that a size exchange wouldn't begin to correct it. Why? Why wouldn't it? Overall, I wanted to like them. I really did, but this is one of those situations where you get what you pay for. If you're looking for some tight-fitting pleather pants for perhaps a pirate garb, Renfair, or anything else that may give you that sexy look, these pants are not for you.
Pirate garb and Renaissance fair are not, those aren't, that's not sexy.
That's not sexy, nor do they call for leather pants.
Yeah, when you're on a long sea journey, I always put on my leather pants.
Sexy pirate garb. Here's another one by Shay Sweeney. 2 out of 5 stars. Terrible smell makes you sweat.
It's like a chicken and the egg scenario. Yeah. But if you buy these, it seems overwhelming that like they smell.
Yeah.
But there's thousands of people that have no issue with the smell whatsoever. They could care less.
Yeah. I've learned to trust the minority on Amazon. Look at the worst possible reviews and see what they say. Disregard what the majority says.
And this review, I think, sums them all up the best.
All right, let's see. I'm super disappointed in these after reading pretty good reviews on them. For one, the smell out of the package knocked me out. I lost consciousness.
That is a good one to start with.
can stop right there with this review. Don't buy these pants. They cause you to lose consciousness.
Yeah.
They are toxic. If you've ever smelled a petting zoo, or in specific, a camel, prepare yourself for that stench straight out of the package.
Wow. Camel's catching some shade.
I don't think I've ever been around a camel.
No, me either. I mean, the fish analogy kind of got me a little better.
Yeah.
Camel's pretty specific.
For that genuine camel smell. I bought these pants because I wanted to smell like a camel. They don't smell like a camel at all. Fish at best. To remedy, I washed right away in cold water and hung to dry. Not only did that not help, it made the entire load of laundry smell the exact same way. So I had to wash the clothes again.
Yeah, you just had to throw the clothes washer out.
Besides the smell, these are much smaller than I expected. I sized up twice and they're still super tight.
This is confusing. Sizing is very confusing.
Sizing is very confusing. I have a feeling there's probably not a lot of quality control for these pants.
They don't sound like they breathe very good either. So when they're tight, you know it's tight.
You got to get the ones inspected by number 11, 8-year-old Chinese girl who inspects the best pleather pants.
But she cares about her. She cares about her job.
On the bright side, they're super high-waisted. For me, anyway, I have a small torso and prefer a high waist. But these almost touch my bra, and I'm 5'5". Granted, my boobs hang down to my belly button. Which tucks away any pooch belly you might try to hide. Well.
Just tuck it right in these pants.
Last thing is, they make your skin damp and wet.
Well, you're just sweating.
They aren't breathable at all. So what you get when trying to take them off is sweaty, petting zoo smelling legs, and the leggings are very difficult to get off around the feet because they're stuck to your body.
Oh, boy.
I wouldn't have paid $17 for them, but might get a couple wears out of them if I'm going out on the town or something, and will be outside most of the time when wearing.
I love it.
You know, those instances when you go out on the town and don't go inside.
It was a total chore to actually get them off my body, and I needed to soak in a tub for 3 days after. But, you know, special occasions
outside. I'll mostly be wearing these to woods parties.
Yeah, no, I mean, or anything where there's a camel that you can blame the camel for smelling. Yeah.
I wouldn't wear them to work or anything. Would have been cute with a tunic top. No.
She puts that in. Would have been cute with a tunic top. Meaning she definitely put on the tunic top and was just like, you know what? The smell is just so bad. I can't.
She got halfway to work before she turned around. I'm going to be late. My pants smell. You've used that one 3 times this month.
She actually walked into work and somebody was like, somebody have a fucking camel? I got to go. She scurries out the front door. I knew it.
She says, I may or may not return these. Jury's still out.
You have put some mileage on these. That is not, you're not allowed to return them anymore.
That is all for our reviews. Next week, we're going to do The Dirt by Motley Crue.
The Dirt, yeah.
The Motley Crue biopic, not by Motley Crue. The book is by Motley Crue. The film is apparently by somebody else, a filmmaker.
Full disclosure, I am not really a Motley Crue fan, so.
No, I can't stand Motley Crue.
But we'll get all that dirt.
Yeah, I did see it. I'll watch it again. It's a fun, terrible movie. And that's it. I'll plug again my new song on my Bandcamp. Go check that out. And I've been on a little Bob Dylan kick. I've been listening to his new album. It's so good.
Is that right?
If you are a Bob fan, if you like if you like Time Out of Mind, you're going to love it. It's so great.
Nice.
I know you like, you got Time Out of Mind. I think I heard it from you first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in fucking,
I love Time Out of Mind.
97. He's so soulful and the songs are just so great. It's outrageous that he's as old as he is, as deep into his career as he is, and still making such incredible music.
Like, even the stuff that I'm like, oh, you know, I wasn't really into that like era Dylan.
Yeah.
It's not, it's like, I still recognize that it's like, I'm just not into it. Like, that's my problem. That's my fault.
Yeah, some of it's a little dated sounding, especially like the 80s stuff.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's like he always kind of comes back and it's like he'll do something that for me, I'm just like, well, yeah, no, that I like.
Yeah.
Like, it's still like all of it is super relevant to me.
He's just the greatest artist of the rock era without any question to me. I also just recently watched the Rolling Thunder review documentary that Scorsese made. It's on Netflix. Mm. It's fucking fantastic. It documents that tour, the Desire era tour in the late 70s, I think. I can't recommend it enough. Those two things. Those are my recommendations for the week. Anything from you?
No, I have nothing.
Okay.
I
listened to Sunseeker after you recommended it and really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I know. Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm sort of in the midst of, working not from home, from home. And it,
Yeah, you're on vacation, of course.
I'm not even on vacation. I'm still working. I still call into meetings.
You're away.
I'm away. And I'm in this weird fucking netherworld where I'm just kind of fucking floating around.
I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah. No, but it's like, but I feel like I need to get back to like some sense of normalcy. The cat's starting to look at me like, is everything all right?
Yeah. Are we just here now? Is this where we live?
Yeah. She's like, because I got my spots and I feel like, but are we going to go back to the other?
I left some shit behind. I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah, I did not back appropriately.
You should have been more clear that this was it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Some normalcy would be nice.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get there soon. That's it for this week. We have just one more episode this season.
One more. Yeah.
We may very well only have one more episode. It's going to be a Motley Crue.
Yeah, that is
it. That's all. In any case, follow us on all the socials. Subscribe. Leave us a rating and review. We didn't get any new bad reviews this week.
No new bad reviews.
But anyway, until next week. Bye-bye. Citizen Critic comes to you from Double Elvis and is executive produced by Jake Brennan of Disgraceland. It was created by Jake, Greg Conley, and me, Scott Janovitz. I also composed and recorded the music, and I engineer and edit the show. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.